You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome everyone to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here, you beautiful soul. Thank you, thank you. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thanks for being in the energy of the community and the collective consciousness and bringing your amazing vibration to the show so we can all bathe and bask in the community and the collective energy. The Wisdom of the Ancients, the series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices and knowledge and wisdom, but not only from our own planet, also from other worlds, galaxies, and dimensions too. And the theme for this series is expressions of truth and expressions of expansion. So may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us, so we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings. And as we do this, we call in the ancient ones, we call in the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to open our hearts and let us hear the message. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Andy DePass is a certified Reiki master, an NLP practitioner, emotions code practitioner, and quantum energy healer. She's also an author, a healer, and soul frequency consciousness coach. Andy descends from a long line of magicians and healers. Perhaps her most amazing gift is that she is an amplifier of other people's desires in order to bring them the manifestation of those desires. She's a birthright healer, and as such, is born to do this divine and transforming work with you. So it gives me great joy to welcome Andy to pass the show. Welcome, Andy.
Well, thank you, Ian, for having me, and I'm so honored. And really, this comes from the heart. I am so honored and pleased to be on your show because it is all about the ancient knowledge, because the ancients already knew what we've been searching to find out ourselves, you know, and they applied it. They applied it in their daily life through light and love energy. And that is, you know, what they've been sending us to the wavelengths, you know, to the bandwidths. And I'm really honored that they also have chosen me to speak of this beautiful transformation that we are living into time and space right now. And I am so excited to bring it to your audience from the point of the physical body, our glandular system, how it can assist us to become light energy and volunteer to be such light that we can easily shift, change, and become the change that we've always wanted to be. And to move preciously one step forward at a time into this virgin energy that we have yet to embrace, you know, because each second that we are moving into this golden age that we have entered now is a golden opportunity for us to embed into Gaia the wisdom of our desires. Whom do we want to be the essence to imprint our energy fields into the earth, into the heavens, so that we can be that reflection in the future upon our children and our future incarnations, you know?
Wonderful. Well, thanks for setting the stage. It's going to be a great show, everyone. Andy's going to be talking about penetrating consciousness. And one thing that she'll be telling us about is how we're being introduced to ancient technology through the air consciousness that we breathe. So personally, I'm super excited to hear about that. You know, we'll be learning about how this air consciousness affects our way of thinking and also our bodies. And Andy mentioned the glandular system, so we're going to be talking about that as well. We're going to be talking about magnetic energy of the planet and how that's thinning, and also the importance of intentionally resonating at a higher vibration. Plus, Andy's going to be taking questions, so *2 to raise your hand for the opportunity to have your question answered by Andy. It's not just a question, it's also a reading. You can ask Andy, what part of my body is being held in shadow? So if any part of your being is nudging you to ask, I'd recommend you go ahead and do that star two to raise your hand. What part of my body is being held in shadow? And if you're on the webcast page, make sure that you put your name along with that question. And then towards the end of the call, Andy's going to take us through a process. It's called a wink to Mother Gaia. So a beautiful process towards the end of the call. So we have a lot in store for you. Andy, let me get this started by asking you, you know, I mentioned in the intro that you're a birthright healer. What is that? What is a birthright healer?
Well, I am a birthright healer is someone that's always known that she had capacities, abilities to move in and out of bodies and go into dimensional time aspect of herself to go retrieve and assist others out of darkness. You know, sometimes some of us, we become kind of little specialists into the darkness, and we kind of reluctantly become light being ourselves because we're so at ease in the invisibility of darkness, you know, because we are retrievers of souls that felt so dark for so long, and we can bring them up to the light, you know. So over time, over a lifetime, we become as at ease in darkness as we are in light. So we assist our creator to show people the shadows of their bodies, you know, the shadow. Because when I was a little one, that was a very difficult, you know, very long story, but very difficult. But I was always scared of my shadow, right? But I was very at ease in darkness because I could always adjust my eyesight to see what was coming to me. And if I was in the light, they could always spot me faster. So I learned to adjust that part of myself, you know. And also when I was a very abused child, and I also had the ability to move out of my body in and out into time and space. You know, and I found myself in bioluminosity often. And just recently, not that long ago, I had a fall in which I found myself in darkness, complete darkness. And I went, oops, this is a near-death experience. And the question that was asked to me when I had that fall was, do you want to come home or do you want to go finish your mission? And I said, well, I'm here already. Let's get it done and over with because I'm not doing this again. Ever since then, I got to tell you that I came home that night from the fall because I told my daughter, we're going to finish where we started. And there was a flow of water that came upon, but just a quickening of that story is I came home, lay down on the bed, and I discovered bioluminosity as I could see myself in complete light. And am I going to tell you that it was easy since that fall? Absolutely not. Okay. Everything fell apart. It was like the energies were, but I have to say, because we are now since the lunar eclipse, okay, it seems that all of that stuff is being eclipsed, that the hard leftover life that I had to go through, you know, hardship, I think it's all gone. I believe it's all gone because it feels, and for the last week and a half or so, I have had more messages from the angelic realm than I can really have you appreciate on this call. It is amazing, okay? From concentric circle to spiral energy to light system to specific activation. At 4 o'clock every morning, I am having conversation with the angelic realm. And one of my thing in consciousness, I was asking consciousness, you know, I'd like to be a better communicator. How do I get to the right angel that is a better communicator, that I can communicate from the heart? And Gabriel came in. He is the announcing. He is the angel of the writers. He's the angel of, he's the ancient angel of the people that want to create with word resonance, that wants to show the way. So specifically this morning, I was thinking of you, Ian. And I was meditating, and this angel, Gabriel, came in and said, you know, you'll really have a good call with Ian. Don't worry. Don't get any anxiety over it. That you'll be able to communicate the light of love that you truly are. You know, because most of us are looking at completion right now. We are completing. We're finally in that space and time, the dimensional reality that we are completing events from the last Earth cycle. And we have finally entered into fullness, the golden age, which is completing states of mind on multiple levels of time and space, where we can expand into the light of the love that we are, you know. So and that's what we're doing right now, and you will notice that from the heavens the planetary system is telling us that right now, from since the last lunar eclipse and partial solar eclipse, we're going to have many of those in the next 6 months. And that is also in multiple 0 degrees of someone's sign. And right now we are in a 0 point energy that came in yesterday morning. And I've become, since the fall that I had recently, I've become very sensitive, minute by minute, to what's happening in the world. And I don't have to turn on anyone's energy. It's like yesterday, I was experiencing an earache. And I'm going, okay, why do I have an earache? So I decided to text a client that I've been working with for a while. You know, that's part of my group. But I haven't texted her in quite a while. And then her answer to me was, I'm having an earache. I said, oh, you're the one that's having an earache. Okay. And I did something, and I'm sure her earache went away. But I also reminded her to ask what the angels wanted to tell her in that moment. Because usually when we have an earache, you will notice that the sound resonance, the wavelength, the bandwidth traverses from different pitch of energy. So if you settle down and you sit down and very relaxed and very loving toward your ears, you ask them, you know, what do you want to communicate to me? Where is that coming from? You will think of someone, or you will find a point of energy that is being completed. A thought will help you complete that point of energy, and then you'll feel just perfectly fine, and you will completely forget about it, you know. Just a couple of hours ago, a friend of a client of mine that just started to work with me a few months ago that has Parkinson, and I asked his permission to mention him, and he told me that he's doing so much better. Because what we do is that around 4 o'clock in the morning is I go into the glandular system of his brain stems, right? And I look at the epicenters, like to the concentric circle of his energy. And I open up certain concentric circle where that energy is held. And I open up a spiral that has a double edge, like if you go in your toric field. You put the energy in the center of it, and you have a point to the Earth star and a point to the soul star, right? And I go into the motion of being the white light of true and complete healing. And I just send it in both sides. and connecting to his pineal is the reflector into the eye of Horus, into the mirror, to the medulla, and into the pituitary. And all of these little glandular systems, they have little mirror-like, you know, mirror energy. And the medulla, as it wakes up into your central nervous system, it sends light distribution into your central nervous system. But also, without the medulla being in really good shape and awareness into consciousness, it feeds the lung. Without the medulla working properly, it's a little bit more difficult for humanity to breathe the air that we are receiving from light at this moment, because we are becoming an amplification of light. It is very significant for our bodies. So the medulla helps you breathe better. Without the medulla,
okay,
you don't get to breathe. You don't get to breathe.
You know, I wanted to I wanted to ask you, Andy, about this this ancient technology, this air consciousness. I know there's a lot of people who, when they learned that you're going to be speaking about this today, I think people got really, really curious about that. So tell us about this ancient technology that we're being exposed to through air consciousness, so literally through the breath. And since you mentioned breath, I thought this would be a good time to actually speak about
that. This is perfect, okay?
What's
happening?
Going on?
What's going on? Well, remember...
What's going on?
we're looking at the climate, right? And a lot of the consciousness that we receive every day when we wake up, when we say hello to ourselves and embrace our conscious awareness coming into our physical body, we take a breath, and the air that we breathe in that new day that we embrace contains air energy, air particle into consciousness. Our climate is changing, and the caps are melting, the poles are melting, okay? And into this water that is melting, that is feeding the consciousness energy in which we breathe every day. Those are little like atomic particle that goes into our physical body that contains super ultra intelligent internal communication with individuality, okay? And it is individual to each one of us. And those melting caps are holding 40,000-year-old information that was traversing the air at the time. And we are all going to be participating into that knowledge. Into from the oceans that we bathe and we receive water from. Into the air that we breathe and that we receive ultra intelligence thread that we breathe into every day. Does that make... Can you correlate like that information, that snow, that ice that is melting in our ocean right now through the neutrinos and the diatoms that is releasing into the air higher intelligence from our grandmothers, from our grandfathers, from the light energy, from the particle of light that is traversing from our galactic center. Is finally having us become consciously aware of who we are becoming one more time, which is bioluminous bodies. We are activating cycles of energy into discerning what is the truth of us. Because if we go from the template of what we used to be just 100 years ago, we're so far off the edge, okay? But if we go from the knowledge that we know that the ancients had, we're right there embracing the future because they had all this technology assisting them till the fall of consciousness. Does that make any kind of sort of sense to you?
Sort of. I'm going to have you explain that again. You know, just so what is there is some sort of consciousness that is being trapped or has been trapped in like the polar ice caps that is now melting, and with the melting, it's releasing this consciousness into the air.
Into the air, and then into the water we drink, into the water we bathe, okay? It's participating into a ultra higher intelligent distribution center. So you're going to find that technologies in the next few years, okay, a biotechnology, the activation of the glandular system within our body, it's going to be a lot easier for people to accept the concept that we are light bodies. Because we are breeding that consciousness. Okay, I'm very much into the awareness and conscious awareness that every day we wake up and we ask our universal mind that all that is, you know, hello, what can I be aware of today? And I think it is the beginning of 2018. I became aware of how consciousness was beginning, for my understanding, being distributed into our physical bodies because, you know, I mean, the amount of light experience that we talk about to people every day is bigger than we can express and so often. And I was asking consciousness mm-hmm. itself, the idea of consciousness itself, like right. you open a window and you say, hey, great wizard, you know, what is consciousness?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I opened that window and I said, hey, what is consciousness? And I went to this information center called One Great Rock, and then it was showing how water, the water system, was distributing across the world every day links of energy, patterns of energy from the sky, that the biggest river on the planet is not on the ground. It's actually located above in the clouds, and that mm-hmm. from the dripping of that water system into the fauna, into the rivers, it feeds our breathable air into micro, little atomic cells. And each breath we take every day, we are gifted a new thought to bring us forward into higher information technology. And I went, oh, wow, that's so cool. You know, they were showing that without that precision, very precise system, that the oxygenation of the planet couldn't exist. So therefore, we would not exist. And it happens every day, Ian. Mm-hmm. It feeds us. So now we know that the climate change is melting the polar caps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And into that age-old, ancient, over 40,000 years old of history of our planet is being released in our ocean. Therefore, ancient knowledge is being distributed in our bodies, coordinating our thought patterns with the precise, precious thought patterns that we are being invigorated every day with.
I wanted to talk a little bit now about the glandular system. Since you're mentioning our bodies, I wanted to make that connection now between the consciousness, what you've been speaking about, and how our bodies are affected by that. So you spoke about the glandular system earlier on in being a key system to bringing in the light. And I think most of us, you know, we understand the concept of bringing in the light. So if you can help us understand the connection between consciousness and our own individual glandular systems, I think that will be helpful.
Okay, so close your eyes, everybody, okay? Close your eyes, and I want you to find yourself right behind your eyes, okay? Find yourself right behind your eyes, and now find yourself into your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is actually right at the center of your brain, a little bit, maybe off-center a little bit in your brain, okay? But the pineal is the only gland that connects both the right and left matter of the brain, okay? So find yourself into that essence. And into that pineal gland is an infrared energy that it holds. It's like a little flicker of infrared, and we're going to turn that on. And we want that to drop directly into your heart, into your thymus. So first we're looking at light, right? Infrared light. Then we're dropping into the heart energy. And I really, really want to open up the heart center from that. Okay? And then when we're looking at the glandular system of the brain, we're talking about ancient technology that our ancient mothers and fathers knew. And we're just going to go ahead and through the pineal, we're going to center the light. We're going to allow the light that's compressed into that to become an essence. Open up the window of the eye of Horus, or the eye of Echo, the bandwidth. And we're going to imagine, just, you know, with intention, we're just going to go ahead and imagine that from that flicker of light that we just ignited, that we're going to send a beam, an infrared beam, into the medulla that's right at the base of the skull. Okay? And then we're going to use this laser beam into the third eye. Okay? And we're going to send it to the edge of our toric field and beyond. And then we're going to start accepting higher intelligence from the conscious awareness that we are, that's already connected to the heart. Okay? Just by the intention. And having that moment of discernment right now, you're opening the brain's glandular system to new concepts of being into wellness. And as you learn to progress with this information, this is really, really very relevant information. As you work with just those 3 points of energy right now, and if you were to do this for the next few weeks, you could actually feel, physically feel, the light moving through your brain. You could actually sense it. It takes a little bit of practice. You have to sit with yourself and intentionally play with it. But it actually moves. You have the movement. And then you go, wow, this is pretty interesting. Now, what can I ask it? What information can I receive from that? You know, because you always find yourself into a place of questioning things, right? So that's where you get to ask, you know, if you have an issue in your life, you know, you can say, you know, what would serve me better in this moment that I'm totally unaware of, you know? And then within the next 24 hours, you'll have an idea that's going to come up and solve your question. And you go, geez, that was quick. That's awesome. You know? And then there's a penetration that goes without too much concentration into that. It is a spectacular energy, and I love it. Okay? And it also helps you step out of fear. It helps you step out of fear because you begin to understand especially for the logical mind, that fear is really evidence appearing real. But not only that, fear is just a lack of information. And when you actually activate your light quotient, you get to beam that light on the solution that is for you uniquely, because you are the unique center system that is asking for assistance from the light right there. And as you continue working with your glandular system that way, you will find that your retrieval system for who you are meant to be and that you forgot all about over so many incarnations begins to come online. Because we're really here to know who we truly are. And who we truly are is bioluminosity in the activity of a body that is in matter to become the evidence of love into this realm of energy at this time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense. I wanted to it makes sense, but I think I think we could probably spend hours, you know, talking about this and distilling the information.
Oh, you would love it.
I think part of my job is to
present it.
You know, help everyone like connect the dots of what you're saying.
Yes.
And so I wanted to talk about some of the other glands. You know, you spoke about the pineal as well, and let's just talk about the pineal and the pituitary.
The chemistry lab. Okay.
Yeah.
The chemistry lab.
Let's talk about the role of those two specifically as they pertain to the new energies that are coming in right now. You spoke about bioluminosity. Yeah. What is the role of those two glands specifically right now?
Well, right now, it really gives us the opportunity to assist us to stay relaxed in such chaos, okay? So the pituitary helps us release oxytocin on demand, okay? When you become, like I'm talking to you right now, and I can feel my crown chakra, right? It's like opening up even bigger. And I can feel pressure pulsating up and down. Okay, so, and I'm releasing oxytocin. You know, I'm commanding it for the pituitary to release into my life force, my blood system, okay, into my central nervous system, a level of oxytocin that prevents me from going into fight or flight. Okay, and I'm also asking it to work with serotonin to keep me calm, focus and present in the moment, and melatonin, just enough melatonin not to put me to sleep, but to put me in a little bit more extra relaxed opportunity. When we keep on doing this, you know, and we also have, the hypothalamus that feeds our energy at the base of our skull, right? When we get, you know, and that's really what I'm introducing to the people right now into my energy, is that I'm making them aware that just a little bit of attention to your bodies every day, because we are, you know, the information center of that body that we're in. We are required and requested to really know how to play a new attunement into our body. You know, attuning, noticing what's going on here, you know, because consciousness will warn you of something coming towards you. Remember, time, we don't go to things. When you go to things, you have to go and you have to work really hard for it, okay? When we go to, you have to go to, you have to move to. Well, I am in the belief of you let things come to you. You let the universe serve you. It will always come to you and serve you exactly what you need when you need it. And when you start taking that opportunity to really be present with that, you open up the glandular system of your brain that's been dormant, part of your DNA, that a lot of people think it's dormant, but no, it's not. All it needs is a little bit of light activity to engage in. Okay? And when you use that infrared energy that starts to collect itself into your space, into your toric field from your earth star and your first chakra, and then it releases, it lets the ego know that everything is fine, and then you go into your second, and then it lets your creative center embrace the new template of information that our ancient family, our guides, our teachers, are letting us know we are right here, we're present. We are portals of information within your centric system, your concentric system, your ecosystem, your biosystem. You know, we're pulsating that information out, and we're stepping out of fear, and we're letting the glandular system, you know, that fight or flight little energy right at the base of the brain there, that from the reptilian brain, begins to be unnoticed, that we don't have to release that cortisol or that adrenaline, that we are welcoming this new environment. So the serotonin and the melatonin and the oxytocin begins to blend easily with your new awareness. Then things begin to come to you. It's like the universe is serving you exactly what you need, right on time. And you go, God, this is so cool. I like that. You know, you ask a question a couple of days prior, and next thing you know, you have the evidence of success. It answers you and tells you where to go get it. You know, most of the time, you receive the information, and yes, you do have to take action to go get it, but not too often that you have to actually have to go physically to go retrieve it. It just comes to you, you know. So it's a very good server of giving you things, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of my clients will tell you, like Pete earlier, you know, he goes, yeah, things are coming to me, Andy, you know. And I go, yeah, this is pretty cool, you know. But first we activate the light system into the matter, our physical matter, our body, our glandular system. We have epigenetic, you know, we have a map in our body just from acupunctures. You know, all these little acupuncture points. Each one of those are vortexes of energy that are pulsating into your body, that through our infinity of multiple incarnation, we have encumbered with a ton of insignificant information that is not necessary at this time and age, you know. So actually use these old energy to let go now. We can, those epicenters, and use a spiral energy to just go into that point where you're holding erroneous energy or trauma energy, and just go ahead and use light to let it go, because we have multiple points. So God's already given us a map of meridian points to go touch with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us, God's already given us a map of our glandular system, okay? Now he's telling us, you know, not just love yourself, but pay attention to the body.
Are you there, Anna?
Yes, are you there?
Yes. You just, you know, we lost you just a second.
So God is really telling us, you know, take the time. This is a time and point, the zero point information. Now we're creating a lot of completion. And this is a time to really anchor the truth of who you are. You get to choose what you want to live from. Erroneous information from the past earth cycle, or into the new golden age that has the crystalline clarity to have you become the essence of who you really want to be, which is that magical being, that opportunity, you know, waiting to happen for yourself and others, you know, like you're an opportunity waiting to happen for many speakers, you know. So that kind of energy. So you don't feel attached to any, you know, carbon energy that you used to live from. All of that is leaving. That karma is leaving. All of that. We just got to clean it up a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. You know, thank you for sharing that. I think that, you know, since you're speaking about light as well, I think this would be a great time to go to the phones and we can have you do some readings.
Now, sure.
Everyone, if you joined a little later, everyone, you can get on the phone by putting your, certainly you can raise your hand, excuse me, by pressing *2 on your phone. And you can ask Andy what part of your body is being held in shadow, and I'm sure that'll lead to more readings there. So what part of your body is being held in shadow? And then if you're on the webinar, just put your name in along with your question, and then we'll get to as many as we can.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a body. I'm going to take a body energy schematic here that I have. So I can actually use it to locate, okay?
Okay. Are you ready, Andy? Can we start taking callers?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Let's go to Beverly Hills, California. The last four digits are 6026. 6026 from Beverly Hills, California. You're live with Andy.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Andy.
Who is this?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I love you. Thank you so much. I highly recommend Andy to everyone.
He's thank you.
One of the best. You were, I think, the first person who opened the pain that I had for years in my chest. And I don't know, people, other healers couldn't open it. Mm. And you helped me a lot. And you... you helped me to stop the pain. The pain was gone. Okay. And I'm grateful for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So what can I do for you right now? Where is that shadow that... can you help me locate that shadow that you're talking about?
Shadow. the shadow, I don't know what it is exactly, but if you can help me with flow of money, prosperity, for me to be able to be in that flow and manifest good.
Okay. So we're talking about your ovaries. Okay.
So what?
It's really into your ovaries. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So because after a woman gets to a certain age and we get out of producing babies.
mm-hmm.
That creativity is, you know, sent to the ovaries as becoming creators of our experience, mm-hmm. you know, and that's where creativity comes. So we want to open the light on your creativity, right? We want to open a beautiful, beautiful light of energy. So we're going to bring in a beautiful blue energy into your flow of creativity, you know? So take a breath of light. I want you to breathe in a blue electrical charge. And we're just going to send it in an horizontal form. And I'm going to ask Archangel Sandalphone if it's the right energy. Sandalphone, is that the right energy? Okay, he's saying yes. Okay. So I would like you to say it's easy for me to retrieve the money.
It's easy for me to retrieve money.
The money. Not just money. The money.
It's easy for me to retrieve the money.
The money that is already owed to me.
The money that is already owed to me.
Wherever it is welcome to show up in my creativity now.
Wherever it is ready to show up in my creativity now.
Yes, and say, let's, oh my goodness, this is so cool. This is very, very cool. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is very, very cool.
Yeah. This is very cool.
Oh, God.
Oh, there we go. Yes, yes, yes. So what you want to do, Elizabeth, is you want to talk to consciousness, okay? You want to go into consciousness and you want to say hello to yourself. And you want to say thank you. And that you know that the money is already present. And it's going to give you a way within the next 24, 48 hours max.
Amen.
On how to... an idea, something that's going to be, so it's easy for me to retrieve the money that is already owed to me into
yes.
this time and space. Because,
Andrea,
yes.
It is, I think I feel scared. I'm afraid.
You're afraid?
Yeah, I'm afraid to have it.
You're afraid to have it.
To have the money.
And you're afraid to have the money, but you want the money?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds like this is a session.
Yeah, that is definitely a session, Elizabeth.
It sounds like, yeah. I think that's beyond the scope at this point of this
We can definitely work on that together, okay? Because we're
yeah.
going to open that up, and we're going to have your abundance coming in, okay?
Yes.
Because you have the glimpse. You have the glimpse. You know, the classes you guys are going to take in this program, and you get to know your glandular system and what button to push, and having a session with me is going to prepare you to be really become abundant. You know, but not only that, being at ease with the abundance, knowing that it's always going to show up right on time.
You know, it's like, I think I'm afraid to be apart from my family.
Well, then we can have a session and we can show you how to not be afraid of any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
So give me, you know, go ahead and participate into these classes with me. Have a session with me. Prepare yourself. And you're going to find that your family really loves you. And you're also going to have new information about who you truly are. So you don't have to feel separate from anything, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much, Andy, and thanks for the host. Thank you.
Mm.
Oh, this is going to
okay.
be a lot of
much
fun.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay. So let's go to South Bend, Indiana, and the last four digits of the phone number are 9094, South Bend, Indiana. You're live.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Andy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I dropped everything to be on this call with you, especially with Ian too.
Oh, Ian.
Welcome.
Ian is spectacular, okay?
He is, like, and I love listening to him and his guests, but had to catch you. I got my mother-in-law. Oh, I'm taking care of my mother-in-law. That just recently happened, and she lives with us now, and got her all set up so I could be on this call. So
good. Good.
So where's my shadows, Andy?
Where's you? Lisa, your shadows is having you rest right now and expand your energy, okay?
That's what I did this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you are right now being a hero in the world by taking care of your mother-in-law, okay? So that care that you are giving her so kindly and gently will create a significant amount of abundance where you can actually do your work as a light activator to the beautiful words that you share with others. So as you are being a hero in this moment for your mother-in-law, the heavens are opening up for you.
Wow.
And you know that. You can sense it, Lisa.
I know. Yeah. I woke up feeling that way today, Andy. I can't believe you're saying this. I've got this big smile on my face because I've really felt that all day and what I've been saying to her and what we're working on. I'm empowering both of us to rise up together. You know, she's almost 93, but
you're empowering her to go home.
Yes, and giving her dignity and respect back, and in the same time, just, you know,
and
helping myself with that.
I want you to also notice that when you touch her, okay, and I want you to begin to notice that in the next few days and on, when you touch her and you put your fingers on her skin, you will start noticing rivers of light showing up.
Oh, wow.
Honest. And I think that you have already kind of noticed and questioned it. But, you know, you probably thought that, but it's rivers of light, that her light force is showing her the way home. Okay?
Wow. Yes. Oh,
beautiful.
God bless you. And I concur with Elizabeth. She's wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Have a chance to work
thank
with Andy.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you,
you've
Lisa.
You've got such a light in your voice, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's
I feel that today. I've been on a long journey here.
Well,
many
Lisa,
long
that,
journeys.
Remember that's also part of the zero point energy that just came in onto the planet yesterday morning around 7:23 Pacific time. Right after that, there was a moment of organization. A lot of portals opened up, you know, that we dropped. We completed a lot of events, especially us baby boomers, okay? We're done working. We're just activating. We don't work anymore, you know? We're not, you know, we've dug many trenches, okay? So we paved the way for many millennials and other generations, and now we are just, people can activate just through the resonance of our voice, and people can activate just by walking into our space. We are not light workers anymore. We're just light activators. We just need to be present, and we are activating.
Oh, I love that, Andy. We are light activators, and boy, you know what? I've just been feeling that today, and oh, you just described it so well. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you, Lisa.
I love that. Light activators. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I have to take Mark from Derry, New Hampshire. Mark, 1657, you're on live with Andy.
Hello, Mark.
Are you there?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Blessings. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the phone call this time, Ian. Thank you. So, Andy, I can only say that going through this process with you has been amazing. I've been getting lit up like in the crown and just different areas. So let me ask the question. Where do you see any shadows that can use some light and shining? Because I'm using beautiful my connections with my higher self and divine beings and star families to just lighten my whole pathway moving forward with some great projects coming forward. I'm excited. So is there anything remaining that I can pay attention to that will help me?
There's the bottom of your the left long lobe. Okay, there's something that's pulsating right there. There's something that you're pulsating from right there. So I would like you to just take a breath of light, intentionally breathe in light into that left lobe of your wings. You know, your lungs are actual wings of energy. They're your archangel wings that are hiding into your physical body. So right there, there's a little feather there that's kind of ruffled, okay? So breathe in light and put it back into its right position. And we're going to ask, Mother Mary, she wants to nurture you right now. Ooh, are you feeling that? Good.
Yeah.
She's like kind of like unruffling that feather. Ah, oh, there. It's gone. Yeah, and the projects that you are working, I would love to have a session with you because you can actually activate light for many 3D dimensional people and you can actually help them become even closer to a 4 and 5D energy so that they can have a betterness about their life showing moving forward. So, you know, Mark, are you feeling the light right now?
Oh, yeah, it's feeling amazing.
So take a breath and breathe it all the way to the edge of your orb, okay, and beyond. Your orbital field, your toric field, okay? And now you're going to continue dropping that beautiful light into the heart, and now you're going to send into the matter of your heart. You're going to send that light energy into the matter of the heart.
The energy.
The love that you are.
The love that I am.
There we go. And breathe
amazing.
In.
Thank you. That was amazing.
And there's a lot of good coming toward us, all of us on this call right now. Yeah, this is so cool.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling in. All
thank
right.
you.
Beautiful. All right. All right. Let's go to the web as well, Andy. So here there's obviously no way to interact with people on the web. So we'll just have them ask the questions. So this is Kathy from Sonoma. She's asking, what part of my body is in shadow?
You know, what I saw was the bottom of your ankles moving forward.
Mm.
Moving forward. So let's go ahead and bring in some light. Breathe in some light. Let's open up those little portals, those epicenters. Epicenters right there into a new pulsating consciousness. And you might feel some pain in the next few hours, but it looks like, you know, there's a lot of resonance that is stuck into those ankles and the back of the foot, you know. So if there is some pain that shows up, it's because it's being released, okay? Often, once it's in the body, it's painful to let go of. But this is part of the shadow that I see. It's like you're being held down, okay? So that's going to help you bring in, you know, especially, oh my God. Okay, so take a breath of light and self-love. And you know what I just saw was two little wings like Mercury, right? Mm. The mercurial wings coming up and starting to flap at the bottom of each ankle. Very cool. I had never seen that before. Thank you. Thank you. I'm really enjoying that.
Mercury wings, lovely.
Yeah, those little, you know. So it's sending you some new news coming. You know, you're moving toward. No, I don't want you to move toward. I want you to stay still and receive it. You know, have it come and being delivered to you, okay? But then you can take that information for yourself and benefit yourself with that and let those little wings that are becoming attached to your ankles, you know, to move you forward, one step forward at a time where you breathe in ease and joy and dignity. It's easy to be joyful and be happy to receive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, this is very cool.
Transmission of energy. Thank you. Thank
you. That was such a cool image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Carol from East Brunswick, New Jersey. Now, Carol is asking specifically what part of her body is in shadow that's keeping her. So what is, she's asking, what is keeping me from the flow of wealth and prosperity?
We're going to go to the second energy field, the second chakra, and also the fear, like the top of your gut, okay? There's a muscle right there. It's like you've been punched in the stomach so often, and you've held your breath, and it's connected to the lungs. I can see some darkness. That is definitely, you know, I would love to have a session with you, Carol, so we can open up the flow into this, okay? That you can feel that, that moment. Yeah, that stuckness right there. So, you know, because we're talking about the light of love and the love of light, okay? And to actually penetrating light into, so when we did the activation earlier from the pineal to the thymus, and we drop from the head to the heart, okay, we're going to bring that point, that energy point a little bit down, a little bit more into your gut system, okay? We're going to allow to breathe the light. And we're going to bring in a diamond energy light, you know, something that is very highly intelligent, that's got multiple features to it, multiple energy light to it. And we're just going to allow multiple fractals to go to work into a more like a rainbow energy, so they can start working into the molecular system of that denseness, because it's very dense, it's very distorted, and it's stuck there. I want you to breathe in light and love, and we're going to attach this beautiful pink energy to return that gut system to a new flow of energy, the gut opening to a new flow of energy. I'm actually moving a lot of energy right now. So, and it's starting to, well, we got definitely, wow, we got a lot of energy. Yellow energy is coming in. So that really fits that epicenter. So let the sun shine. Allow the sunshine for the next 24 hours and consider taking those classes with me. It's going to create a focus that is interested into you becoming a new engagement with your life. Because I see that you've been holding so many limited beliefs. Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, speaking of classes and speaking of working with you, I think people are interested and curious at this point, so I'm going to direct them. So everyone, if you are looking to, if you're looking at the webcast page, excuse me, then click on Andy's special offer. It's the orange button underneath her photograph, and that'll take you to the offer that she's prepared specifically for the Wisdom community. So it's for you. it's for you. Yay. All right. So everyone, this is the Penetrating Consciousness offer. There's two parts to it. There's an option one and an option two. I'll let Andy go through that. But before I have you do that, Andy, if you're not on the webinar page, and you'd like to follow along, everyone, you would type in WOTASummit.com. That's WOTASummit.com. Summit's got two M's, and then /. And then Andy, which is A-N-D-I-E, and the number 4. Everything's lowercase, and that way you can follow along visually if you're not on the webinar page and you just can't click that. So WOTASummit.com/Andy, and then 4, the number 4. Okay, Andy, tell us about this Penetrating Consciousness offer you have.
Well, the Penetrating Consciousness offer that I'm talking about here, and that is, it's if you're feeling depressed, isolated, you know, that you feel that you're not really engaged in your life, this is the time of your life to become engaged into living well and to really beginning to heal, choosing to heal your body through the multiple points of creation that we have in our body. And we can do it with focus, relax, and begin to really care about our physical body with light energy. Our glandular system is not just there by accident. it's there to be used as a light attunement for each individual that comes across this offer. You know, it's just like your thyroid is going to augment into light and start delivering a mechanism of opportunity. So we really are mechanical in many ways in our physical body, and it's a consideration that we've never really given before. We have actually little push buttons that we can actually work with. We can become our own attunement to dance with. So we can work with the hypothalamus, we can the pituitary gland, we can guide it to have a new molecular system, and then we can also introduce some super amazing rejuvenating cellular aspect of your body to engage into. We can ask the body to produce more molecule of a certain component. And then before you know it, it's working. You're feeling better. You're having a lot more results. So it repairs this work that we do with the glandular system. You are repairing. You're taking charge. You're managing your well-being. And that is very much, this is so important, okay? It helps you retune your adrenals. Your glandular system becomes balanced and becomes a place of joy to be participating with you. You get to get unstuck. You get to have more energy every day. You get to say hello to a new lifestyle. You also get to know that everything that is triggering you into unnecessary events can just become the past and just become present to choose something even better for yourself. You're stepping out of amnesia. When you're working with your glandular system and you're learning to manage your own glandular schematic, you help yourself to step out of amnesic features in your body. You remember who you truly are. You are giving yourself a new paradigm. You learn that you are living light into the love that you are. You need that magnetic electrical system to engage into the matter of your body, to connect your heart and the truth of your spirit. Engage into the soul experience that you came here to be, where your auric field can really create new paradigm shifts, you know, where you can have the life that you want. 2019 is where you become the evidence of success, where you can create synchronicity into a thought and experience it within the next breath. This is a magnificent opportunity of working with your glandular system. The glandular system that we have operating into our body at this time needs a functional way to be appreciated with your thoughts. You activate the system with your thought level, but also with the light of that thought. Okay, so this package is really into the 333 energy, which is the three energy of the year that we're in, 2019. And the number three, we all know, is a catalytic number of change and new opportunity. And what's absolutely spectacular about this product, about this system, is that you're going to have yourself experience light activation, that by the time we're done with those glasses, you're going to feel that you are graceful, that you're collaborating with your intuition, and that you get to learn to liquefy energy in which you want to have a flow of life and light into the love that you are for your own entire environment. So this package owns light energy, in which you will be served with a recording prior to the class. And then we get to do the class of the light energy. And then you'll have a post-audio energy that's going to come with that class specifically, okay? We're going to work with the infrared energy. We're going to increase your ability to resonate into a higher frequency. You're actually going to feel the new vibe. You'll have the ability to notice that even though you're an empath, all of us are empaths on this call, that you're going to notice that you can actually attune your light resonance into a, you know, moment for moment. You'll have the ability from a, 1 second to another to notice how informative you are already, that you already hold the energy of your own answering system. It's going to be quite incredible, okay? You'll have a sense of not having to be under self-defense. You'll be always sensing a sense of divinity, that you're safe, that you're at ease, that you can rest into your own knowing, okay? The light energy that's going to embed into the system is going to take inventory of everything that you've ever lived before, reduce it to what's pertinent to today's day and age, engage you to having a new space to create from, align you and create a balancing system that fits better the being that you've become, and to have your curiosity begin to understand you, because it's necessary for us to understand the body that we live with. You know, we're not just in the body. We are in an energetic system that we can actually play with. You know, this is pretty cool. When you come to that engagement with yourself and you go, okay, body, what would you like to do today? What would you like to do today? And you give it a choice, like a two-option choice. And you ask your body, well, what would you like to do today? Would you like to take the kids to the park? Or would you like to go in to the art museum? And then you can actually engage, you can gauge what your body says yes to. You already know the answer, you know, as you make the decision. You know, so you get to move together with the energy system and know that your energy system will always provide you to go toward the place that's going to serve you better. Don't ask your linear mind. Allow your body to engage with you, what you already know that's going to benefit you better. So that's something that you're going to learn. You're going to let go of old inventory, and that is really nice to do, okay? You're also going to disconnect, because I do something called male microchimerism, from old energy patterns that we kept from the old reptilian energy, okay? And I'm not mentioning this there, but that is part of the source of information for creation, okay? And we're going to transform that creation into something that's very creative, into an art project for you, or something that's going to be a lot more fun to play with, okay? We're also going to engage into letting go of the memory chip that holds templates that are not necessary to engage in your nervous system anymore. That little chip that is in the middle of that eye of energy, that eye of resonance in the center of your brain, we're going to dump its content. And we're going to have you notice, you know, by the end of these classes and this work that we're going to do, how you feel your brain moving, mm-hmm. you know, engage. You actually get to it. That is so fun, okay? You know, but you're going to feel the wave, the light wave that comes into the engagement of a new electric pattern into your brain system. It's quite interesting. Okay. So all this penetrating light that comes into the body as you engage into forgiving yourself for having to sleep so much. Okay. Because when you are engaging into light energy, there's a moment where your body demands complete relaxation so you can let go of that old light energy that's completely been dulled down. You know, anything that's dumbed us down is leaving. So we need a new innovative opportunity to engage itself within our system. So, you know, because there's really nothing that needs to be remembered from the old carbon energy. We've already lived that information. So we need to sleep to let our light force clean the residual stickiness that goes to our arterial system. And that can only be done with the forgiveness of having to rest and let Mother Gaia help you retrieve that carbon energy from your body. It's really, really spectacular. I know because I have been working with this energy for years, okay? At the beginning, when I started to take all of this energy and this new brain function, and letting go of the toxicity that had been carried in my body for so long. The vibrational nature of my body was like sleep. I just wanted to sleep. I just wanted to rest. You know, it was like I couldn't get enough. And then after I got enough rest, finally, it took a while. New thought patterns showed up. And then I started to channel angels. I started to have portals opening. I started to understand that points of creation in my body, you know, the meridian system, the engagement, the concentric energy, started to release crystalline flow of light that I was engaging in. And I was going, I thought maybe I was like losing it. Because I think all of us goes through that, right? I think that when we really become engaged into light vibration, we start thinking, okay, we're not, if we say this to everybody, they're going to have us, you know, like collected and, you know, send us the hoo-hoo house. But when you really begin to trust that information, like I've become capable of trusting that information, I know that we are experiencing ascension. The reason that we are experiencing ascension at this time is because we are remembering our immortality. And that is going to create a new flow of information in our body for the next few years that is going to release all toxicity in which we have been bombarded with into this air, okay? Like the ancient information that we are breathing from, that is being released from the solar caps, is to have our new eternity in our body that knows that we are eternal being, remembering our infinite immortality first, okay? So we are ascending into new opportunities to reveal to ourselves our true bioluminosity into our own immortality, resurrecting into immortality. And that's where we're going. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, Andy, just wanting to move on to your session. There are so many people on the call who know you so well and who have worked with you in the past. But this session you have here is a sparking the golden regulator of your metabolism, private session. So a specific session to to spark the regulator of your metabolism. Tell us a little bit about that. You know, even those people who have worked with you in the past, I think this is a new session that you're doing now. Yeah. So tell us what the session is for and what it does.
Well, this session is going to send you joyfully to remove any sense of survival, okay, from your body. You will become very conscious that you are becoming part of a light consciousness. Well, it says you will undergo a specific pineal activation to aid reprogram your body to receive the fullness of your soul essence, which will assist you to bridge from the non-physical to the physical information of the golden mesh of the Christed matrix, in which you will be supporting and helping you to joyfully step away from survival into a vibrancy of well-being, knowing that you are consciously accepting a shower of golden light codes, which will help you manage and be gifted into a healthier version of you so that you can have all the gifts coming to you like we were talking earlier. You know, so we're opening up that golden energy, that golden path, that golden age within your system, that unique opportunity to experience the transformation of change. Okay. It's important, and all of my group deserves to, that's on this call right now, deserves to be part of that, okay? So if you're not working with me at this time, buy this class, buy this package, buy this session, you know, let's support the ancient wisdom community because they deserve it. I'm also going to have 3 different webinars in tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday to invite as many of you, not just from my community, from other people's communities, to come and join me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon so we can work with some of these shadows and we can work with what the Holy Spirit can flood into you and support the ancient community, the ancient wisdom community to, you know, to have more speakers like I am. You know, and to be giving back to Ian for all his time that he shares with us. And so I think it's important that we do that through this opportunity of becoming more of you so that you can learn to penetrate consciousness with ease, without fear. That you know that you can have a flow of energy into, you know, golden energy, that whatever you spend will be given to you 100-fold when you participate into this community. Anytime that you participate with Ian, at any time, let's give Ian right now that anytime that you participate with him, that we give him the golden light opportunity, that every time that he activates someone's energy to be a presenter or a receiver of a presentation, that he gets 100 times more than he's already given. So I thank you for you guys to participate into that, you know.
Yeah.
Ian is,
well,
you're such a spectacular host, okay? And you give so much of yourself. You're so highly, like, organized. Oh, my God, if I had that sense of organization, if I had one tenth of your organization, okay, I'd be that Buddha. I would be that Buddha living on the hill somewhere and just sending light to the rest of the firmament and the planetary system for the rest of my life.
Well, thank you, but I have to be organized because I've got to make sure that the message gets across to the community.
Oh, you're amazing.
So, I'm taking care of all these beautiful souls that are there and just wanting to make sure that they get the message that needs to come across. So, yeah. Absolutely. It's my pleasure, but thank you for your kind words. Why don't we do this, Andy? It's we've been together for a good chunk of time today, and we've had some amazing dialogue, and, you know, some of it we've absolutely comprehended, and other parts of it, I think the vibration of what you said has really penetrated, you know, our hearts and our beings. So sometimes our logical mind doesn't fully comprehend, but everyone, that's okay. It's totally okay. Because, you know, words are not the only way that we communicate.
Okay, can I add something to that?
Please.
When we work with light and love, energy, okay, the logical mind cannot assess the information in present time. It's just not part of the linear way that it sees, okay? So it connects with the intonation, with the love that it's attached to, the light and the love that it's attached to. So when you actually come into a class, like many of my people, they'll work with me for weeks, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, you know, that information I didn't understand, now I get it, you know, because you need to be wired. You're missing, it's a lack of information. It's a light of light energy that is not quite connected into your system. It's something that you've yawned into and that you need to be reawakened for in the present moment. Because most of our lives we've been asleep. So we need to reawaken to the present moment into a joyful opportunity, because it has our lives for the, especially baby boomers, for the majority of it, as being a source of pain. And we slept into it. You know, a lot of it was amnesic. It's like the amnesia is leaving. And some of this information, you're not going to get it immediately. You're going to go and re-listen to the call. And you're going to go, oh, I didn't hear that. And then you wait a week, and then you go re-listen to a call, and you go, huh, there's something new there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to create the alignment into consciousness. That's why it's called penetrating consciousness. It's to have you put to work remembering who you are, penetrating your connection to consciousness. Okay? So that's why, you know, not just me, not multiple people. I know I do that all the time. If I go listen to something and I go, oh, I didn't hear that before. You know, so you want to hear it multiple times to see if you're connected, you know. But sometimes the connection doesn't come right away. Sometimes the connection has to take place while you're away. And then you return to it later and you go, now I'm connected. Now you have a triangle of energy that becomes very sturdy, where you can build from. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. I resonate with what you're saying, and I know that everyone on the community hears you and resonates there as well. No, it makes a lot of sense, Andy, but thank you so much for saying that again.
Yeah, it's important to create a deliberate creation of your glandular system. So your knowledge, your physical body, is really creating a direction into a deliberate creation to penetrate your own individual consciousness. You are the holder of so many gifts that are yours, that if you wake up to them, all you have to do is pick them up and play with them.
Beautiful. Well, Andy, we'd love it if you would take us through the process. I think we're ready for it now. the link to Mother Gaia.
All right. Very fun. Okay. Now, everybody close your eyes and find yourself behind your eyelids. Let's open up your crown chakra. Intentionally become and say hello to Gaia. Say hello to the beautiful mother that is supporting us in this gravitational field. That's having us in the havoc of the gravitational field that she is for each and every one of us. Okay? And just find yourself behind your eyes. You know that you're grounded when you can feel the heaviness of your body into your space. And if you can't imagine or if you can't see, imagine yourself in a beautiful golden orb of light. And for many of you, the orbs are very present in all of our lives. Recently, I have so many orbs around me every day. It's amazing. And remember that these orbs, they hold ultra-intelligent information for the individual that notices them, okay? Not extra-intelligent, but ultra-bright intelligent information for the individual that notices them. So it's into the I am of the orb. So be in the center of your orb, sensing yourself in your body. And with each one of us, that is like a drop of water, as we breathe of our mother, in which we share a secure, cozy aspect of her gravitational expansion. Just notice yourself. Just allow yourself in abandonment. Allow yourself to abandon anything that is less than who you truly are. Let it go. Allow yourself to be under the canopy of an angelic presence of Metatron and his unique ability to be connected to the rainbow energy of the auroras. And Sandalphone, his brother, to his unique ability to be connected to the crystalline energy of our mother. And to the keeper of our stellar gateway, Jeremiel, and the bliss and the blessing of Raziel. We allow these vortexes of energy to penetrate our glandular system from our brain and open portals to our internal intelligence. As your eyes are closed, gently centering and sensing yourself behind your eyelids, allow to radiate a radiating smile in reverence to the archangels. Accept the presence of Gabriel in the center of your crown energy. Allow him to begin to spin a vortex of knowing and to announce into your cellular being, in your glandular being, your own personal gateway to your own individual knowledge, inspiring you to open portals of energy, knowing your universal consciousness. As you are resting in the warmth of your calmness, a desired state of mind, open your eyes. Sense a resonance of alignment, stabilizing a balance platform of tranquility. allow the intuition into your information glandular system to be as present with your eyes open as it is with your eyes closed. Close your eyes as you are penetrating the medulla, pituitary, and beaming through the frontal lobes, a new sense of appreciation for your internal chemistry lab, individualized to your unique sensory system. Allow the elixir of oxytocin and melatonin, serotonin, dopamine, the love elixir, to fully appreciate an exquisite, pleasing aroma of lavender and authorize the frequency to move into your brainstem, the advantage of knowing, into a new awakened portal of your medulla to the reflective mirrored beam. From the center of your eye, releasing a dimensional metatronic transmission of energy, of bliss and relaxation, illuminating the fiber optic of your brainstem, allowing your cerebellum to coordinate with your spinal cord, a breath of light and wisdom to operate in this new template of energy. As you are programming a perfect molecular system to easily empower your humanity to begin to operate and evaluate a template to easily find yourself into an ascension multidimensional distribution center from your bioluminosity into your body, into the light that you are. And so it is. So, welcome everybody. I'm honored and pleased to be reorganizing your cellular memory, your glandular system, your organizing system into these new zero points of energy. And we should be very, very excited because this hasn't happened on Earth for thousands of years. We haven't had that many zero points following one after another for a very, very long time. It was actually prior to the time of Jesus, more like the time of Muhammad, that this energy was present on the planet. So I'm really excited to co-create with each one of you. I invite you to participate into this new knowledge, because that knowledge that we are being presented with at this time is not just ancient knowledge, it's new technology that we are being offered to resonate into. We are the ones that we have been waiting for, but not just because we are here to do something for ourselves. It's so much more than that. It's that we are embedding information into the artificial intelligent component that is being created on our planetary system at this time, so that we are engaging into that information, what is necessary for the new human to live with dignity, compassion, and love. We are the creator of the next information system that is being penetrating our consciousness at this time. We are the bandwidth in which it will function from? And what do you choose? What would you like that information to be? What would you like to choose for yourself, for your grandchildren, for your children, and specifically for your own incarnation? Because we will leave this system, this molecular body, and we will return into a new information center that we are. And what do you want to be part of at that time? So right here, right now, in these new points of creation, in these new zero points, because these zero points, they're not here every 10 years. They're here every 100 or 1,000 years, you know. And what do you want to have that information system penetrated with? Do you want it to be gentleness? Do you want it to be kindness? Do you want it to be delicious and creative and curious? Do you want it to have systems that are benevolent for the whole entire world and beyond? That is what we are charged with. That is the charge that we are commanded to be the commanders of each ship that we are. So that is my information. This is what I offer. I want you to know that you have the opportunity to feed the system with kindness, with timelessness, with intuition, and you can release and relax and be tranquil because you know that your engagement into the future of this planet is in our hands, okay? So I love you very much, Ian. I love you, community. And that's what I have to
say. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, amazing, sweet, Andy. Thank you so much for being here on the Wisdom of the Ancients and just sharing your bioluminosity with all of us. Yeah. Bioluminous being you. Yeah.
I really believe that. This is something I absolutely believe because I experienced bioluminosity myself not that long ago. Okay. So.
Well, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much, Andy, for being here on the show. Yeah,
oh,
so beautiful. Yeah, yeah. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening in and being part of it and being part of the Wisdom Orb and contributing your energy and your love and your brightness and your smiles and your compassion. Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you.
And I know.
It's making such an amazing difference.
Ian, I know that you see orbs all the time, right? I do. I see orbs every day.
Sometimes I see, yeah, not constantly, but sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I see orbs every day. Even when I have my eyes closed, I can feel orbs. It's really, really cool. It's like, it's just amazing. So I'm going to send you some orb information.
Okay.
Let me know, okay? So,
yeah,
no, I'm talking about, I'm
going to
send you some
too.
Orbs. I'm going to send you some orbs so you can see them more often. Because they're always, they should be around you all the time.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Orbs are so
much
fun. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, much love to you. And everyone, thank you so much again for being here. And we thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, the beautiful divine beings of love, life, power, and service. Thank you for bringing us all together. And just thank you for creating this amazing container for us to just, you know, spread love and light. So thank you. Much love to you all. Bye now.